soldiers and get off from where you want.
That's what
they're going to lash out. say, wager, we haven't heckled, given us goddamn thing. Yet he's been heckled at his shop.
Very upset since he got rid of it. He caught a little hell in embassy working through a factory, but...
Oh, but that's, he's bound to that, it's probably without our attitude. But the point is, we never bought it, it's ain't, nobody has shot it down, I simply say, nobody's ever shot him down. Or his wife, or any veteran. They respected him, his right of free speech, it's time for the McGovernites to respect the right of the president of free speech, and the vice president of free speech. I think a little of that.
And by the time he doesn't see anybody coming back, or by the time the government says something else,
they can go over there.
Part of the game is to draw, it's to draw him out, and that's what Bob is doing, to draw McGovern out, and hope he'll say something.
Suckering him out into attacking this thing, that's good. Then you can say, and then he has to static to destroy it, because that's just going too far.
What he's saying now, of course, is that we're doing what we could have done 4 years ago instead.
Oh, what we could have done 4 years ago, what he advocated was, giving that line that I was developing over there about the 4 points, not now, but later on, type that out, you know, where I said, where the difference is between, I mean, we provided for free South Vietnam, non-communist, we provided for humanity, provided for help in South Vietnam, takes it away, we provided for guaranteed American aid, POWs, WS, et cetera, you know. Just give that to Bob, those 4 points that we were discussing, because I was just making some notes on that, and it's very short, very tough, and that's reduced, if you come right down to it, that's, it's really quite true, you provide for a non-communist, for South Vietnam, and during their future, he would oppose the communist government, and would provide for re-elections and so forth. But then, but most importantly, we would leave the country's back, and, what he would have advocated 4 years ago, just get out, let the communists take over. I would have read, McGovern was for surrender, and we were for honor. And he was for a communist takeover, and we were for a non-communist. McGovern's policy would have led to a communist Vietnam. Ours is leading to a non-communist Vietnam. That's the code word.
We can start some of these guys and then put them drawn as in the war.
That's the damn truth.
Actually,
Percy Hatfield case, they all
actually, Mr. President, the people go into the voting booth on election day, and that's the choice before them. The POWs, the free election, the non-communist government, no massacre against McGovern. If those are the two choices, that is just was just huge landslide, because that is now brought into sharper focus than ever by what the president has accomplished in the negotiations. You just lay those points before him, and that, no question which way they said.
Plus, you get the reaction from all these mothers and wives on TV last night.
I said that to the president.
Oh, but now here, the POW wives that you worked with so long, they agree to get sold. We're going to get them. I can assure you right now, I'm not going to set a date on it, but it will be done. Period. They're going to get them back. Thank God. I don't know how many MIAs will ever be found.
One mother said this morning, as long as there's an African count, and he's not accepting or something in my name. And
there will be that.
So there wasn't one anti-comment from the 9 or 10 hundred. It was marvelous. It was very emotional, very moving. And there'll be more of that. Frank Stanton told me today that CBS is running a 1-hour special Sunday night on this peace plan. I think this, you know, one of the beauties
you've got to remember, Bob.